Well, last we left off with you guys a long, long time ago, you were in the Old West. A whole bunch of shit happened. Most notably, Oliver losing a hand after a brief bout of demonic possession, and all of you collapsing a mine in on yourselves in order to bury, you assume, the sarcophagus of Amunet forever. And you escaped at the last second because there was a conveniently placed mirror for you to go through.
Yes.
I did set the mummy on fire. I do remember that. And that was my achievement. I also defeated some of my claustrophobia to get into that room, and I'm proud I didn't die trying to do that.
We're proud of you, too. Right. So, you all have this incredible sense of vertigo, like the what's the description of port keys being sucked sideways through a straw? And you have a vague sense impression of a bunch of little old British ladies yelling at you from a great distance. Yes, that way, you're getting closer. No, not yet. And then you all land in a heap in a darkened room. Well, you assume it's a room. I mean, it could be a prison cell or the like old Calcutta because it's pitch dark, but you're all on a stone floor.
Mm. Is it daytime or nighttime?
It is nighttime.
Dark.
Mm. All right.
In fact, I will give you this. I think this is something vampires should be able to do. So you intuitively know, Luke, that the sun went down within the last 30 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Are we dressed as we were a few moments ago?
Yeah. Yes.
So we don't have cell phones or car keys or things like that.
No, unless at one point,
Brooke
Olivia
has a magic cell phone. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my phone Olivia back.
Had, yeah, because you were obsessed with recovering that phone, and I found out that you have it.
we'll probably
regret that. So yes, you have a phone.
Turn on the flashlight. Where are we?
You're in a 10x10 room. It looks very similar to the room that you found way back when in your original universe. There is a mirror on three walls and then a set of stairs, a rickety set of stairs leading up. And actually, I'll be roll your intelligence plus composure.
Okay. Also, Alan, the updated character sheet you sent me of Olivia does not mm-hmm. have my elementalism stuff on it. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but I was letting you know.
Was not. I couldn't remember. I couldn't find my notes that said which level, how many levels you got. How many levels did you get?
I think I took two, and then I still had 3 XP left. I was debating on if I wanted a third point or if I was spending that somewhere else. I know I definitely took 2.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. I'll just fill that in, and I'll send you the. We'll sort of improvise the dice rolls tonight.
What are we rolling?
Or they. I don't know if they're in the last version of Practical Magic or not.
Are we rolling Resolve plus Composure or just Composure?
Intelligence plus Composure to see if you remember.
No. I almost did 9 again, just automatically after the year again.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that.
I don't have that anymore. I'm going to miss that very much.
Well, whatever it is, Benny remembers it.
Benny remembers it? I got 2. Damn, Luke.
Okay.
What the hell am I doing here? Who are you people?
All right.
That's where Benny went when the building collapsed. Yeah.
Most of you are. It looks pretty much like the room you're in before, but obviously not the same. It is much mustier and dirtier, and there's no light source like there was when you were here before. Frank, you are quite certain this is not the same room because this one has a dirt floor, and the stairs leading up look different.
And presumably the mirror is not broken the way the other one was.
So what do you want to do?
Okay. How high would you say rickety stairs leading up to what? To a door? How high is the ceiling of this thing?
Probably about 20 feet.
All right. Frank will test the steps and make sure they'll take his weight.
They creak ominously, but you think you can make it up.
All right. Well, we should probably do this one at a time.
Okay.
Yeah, I will say. And then start climbing the stairs.
Okay. You get to the top, and there is a a heavy wooden door, and you test it, and it looks like there is a perhaps a chain or a padlock on the other side.
Mm-hmm. I will listen carefully and see if I hear anything outside.
Roll your wits plus composure plus your auspex. All right. You hear forest sounds. That's it. Nothing immediately forest alarming sounds. To you.
All right. All right. I will. Well, am I able to? Well, we got to get out of here. I will try to. I'll try to shoulder the door open.
It splinters like wet cardboard under your superhuman might, which surprises you because the last time you played this character, you only had potence one. and now you have twice as much. So, yeah, you surprise yourself with how you just crashed through the door.
Okay.
It was a ordinary wooden door. It was actually had chains that were, like, wrapped across it, you know, like basement to the Evil Dead style. Sure. But, you know, with the wood itself has rotted away, and so you can easily crawl through the chains,
all right,
which are very rusty.
All right, well, it's looks clear. Is it does it look like a forest? Is it cold? Is it moon?
Once you get
are there bears?
You don't immediately see any bears. You are in the remains of a cabin, not the one you were in before. It's a much smaller, little shack sort of thing. All rotted through and collapsed. It was about half the size of the one you were in the first time, and it has none of the amenities that one did.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'll look around while the others are coming up.
Yeah. Oh, is Stink, are you with us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you've been remarkably quiet.
Oh, I've just been watching everyone else.
Interesting.
Because I have so much composure. Ooh. So I'm so composed.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. As long as you're not decomposed. All right. But one by one, you all make it up. The stairs creak very precariously with Ollie, since he's the biggest. But you are, and also you have the greatest ability climbing. We should do that since you have only one hand now. Oliver, why don't you roll me a dexterity plus athletics at minus two?
Poor Oliver.
I'm here. What I miss?
Oh. Roll dex plus athletics minus two. To see if you can ascend dangerously rickety stairs with a stump.
Can you tell me how many dice that is, since I'm driving home now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't know you were...
We just finished dinner.
Don't game and drive.
Oh, I thought you meant dinner at a table, or at the kitchen table. I know you were...
Well, I thought I was leaving, but apparently my mom's decided to FaceTime.
Ah. Okay, so your character is Oliver Connor. And that is Dex is 3, Athletics is 4, minus 2, so roll 5 dice.
Gotcha. 0 successes.
But you didn't botch. Unless you want to botch and take a beat.
I'll pass this go around.
Okay.
Wise man.
Lose your other hand.
Yeah.
Roll it again.
0 successes again.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
We're off to a fantastic
Oliver.
Start.
Oliver!
Olivia and Charlie, you notice that poor Oliver is having great difficulties trying to climb the stairs. At one point, his feet nearly go through one of the steps, and he looks like he's in a bad way. And he's trying to climb while also clutching his stump painfully.
I will lend him an arm to climb out of these stairs with
the poor stumpy. Okay, like that negates the penalty, so just roll 7 dice. And if you fail this time, you will be taking the botch.
Oh, he rolls 7 dice?
Yeah.
Yep.
Stick will lose his arm.
I mean...
There you go.
You make it up, but you are very somewhat disgruntled at the problems you're now going to face. And Charlie reassures you that you're not handicapped, you're handicapable.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing Charlie saying that to all of you.
You're not wrong.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right.
He's here to look out for you, son.
All right.
Hey, Olivia, why don't you use your phone? Use your phone and see if there's a signal. So you can find out where we are.
Yeah, do I have reception out here?
You do not have reception here.
No reception.
But in the old cabin, the very first cabin, you know, there was actually like satellite hookups and stuff, and like a Wi-Fi booster. And that is clearly not the case here because this is not the original cabin. This is like something looks like it has been abandoned for decades. Do any of the werewolves have Sense the Strange?
Sense the Strange. Let me check. I have so many things. Sense the Ethereal.
That might work.
The Unnatural.
Sense the Unnatural. Yeah, roll that.
Yeah. Okay. Supernatural creatures.
Have Shroud Sight.
That will not be immediately helpful.
I don't want that immediately part.
What's INV? What is that?
I feel like I'm getting seasick on this bed.
Wits plus intelligence plus primal urge? Find out. Three successes.
Yeah. You look out and you sense a vague, a very subtle ambient magic.
Okay.
How many are there? There are four of you. As the four of you exit the wreckage of this cabin, your eyes are immediately drawn to some unusually, but not too unusually, large rocks that are, well, they're subtly placed in to make a circle around the perimeter of the cabin. you are drawn to them immediately and know that they were placed there, but also placed there with some degree of subtlety so that most people would notice it if they did not have supernatural gifts. Anthony, you may roll your intelligence plus cult, which you don't know what that is. So let me tell you to roll. God, you're dumb. Roll three dice.
Still probably not as dumb as Finley, though.
Debatable.
I've never played a game when so many people took only one dot in any attribute.
You say this is a cult?
Yeah.
I have a four cult plus a bonus.
I'm letting Anthony do it for a specific reason, but I'll let you roll if he can't get anything.
Okay.
One. Hang on.
Yes.
Pardon me.
Bless you.
The rock sneezed loudly. After Charlie points them out to him, you sort of stagger over to them and look at them, and yeah, you see very faint scratches on them that you recognize as glyphs that were used by the Anawaya in some of their workings that were designed to protect sensitive areas of the woods. And it's so apparently very effective because you step around to the other side to get a better look at the markings. And then when you look up, there's just a clearing in front of you. You don't see the cabin or any of your family.
I will relay that message to them.
Do we still see him?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're going to want to take a look at this.
Okay.
Right outside, or is it?
Anyone?
Like, as soon as you pass the rocks, I think it goes invisible.
Is it bright outside, or is it dark?
It's dark. It's very dark.
Okay, then I'll let Frank, hey, Frank, you can come out here. It's fine.
Yeah, I already knew it was nighttime.
Okay.
I'll come out. You mean on the other side of the stones. I got you. Yeah, I'll come out and look back. Well, what the hell?
And looking around this area, all of you can roll your wits plus survival if you have it. Anthony, for you, that is.
Finally.
So that's actually good for you, Anthony.
If I have a specialty in it, that gives me a bonus die, right?
Yeah, what's your specialty?
In survival.
But I mean, it's just.
I forgot that that's a thing. One sec.
Wilderness.
Wilderness. That's what it says.
Can't believe I let you have a specialty that vague.
Is actually, we're in the middle of Central Park, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, you can add a die.
Okie dokie. And I got one success on seven die. That's.
That was on the last one, so it's a good thing. Had I not let you roll that specialty, you would have botched. It would have been hilarious.
Olivia would be very embarrassed.
That is. Yeah. You're all pretty sure this looks like the same part of the forest. where the old cabin was, except that where you came from, more had been cleared up, and there was actually a gravel road that led up here. But at the moment, there's nothing. But you can spot some landmarks.
I don't think we're back home. Jesus Christ.
Again?
Yeah.
We're never going back home.
And all of you roll your... now roll just regular wits plus composure. Werewolves get 9 again. And Luke gets his aspect bonus.
Maybe this roll 7 will go better. 2. Well, it did go better. I missed the 9 again.
Also 2.
One, Anthony, one. That is 6 for you. 6 and you get 9 again. And 6 you get... and you did roll it. Never mind. Indeed.
Let's see if I've got anything else that might be of use in this particular situation.
Nice!
This is guys.
All of you hear somewhere in the distance gunfire. You hear two shots. Well, one shot, and then a few seconds later, a second shot. And then, Anthony, you hear a scream, and you don't know who it is, but it sounds like it's familiar to you somehow.
It's got to be Bruce's character.
Did it sound like a male or a female?
That's a male. With 4 successes, you know exactly where it is from here.
I will let them know that I heard a male scream, and I'll start walking that way.
Oh, God. We can't catch Bruce wherever we go.
Gunfire?
I will follow.
Yeah. Is there anyone who is not going in the direction of the deadly gunfire?
I mean, Olivia's not going to let them go alone.
I will, actually, before he leaves, I will spend an essence and tag Oliver.
Okay.
I'm it.
You're it.
You're all it in my book. All right, so now, this won't take very long, but I need all of you to go into the other room for a second and send Bo and Bruce back in here.
Wouldn't it be easier for you to go in the other room with them?
Craig can't record.
Oh, right. Well, I'll do that. Hang on, I'm going to hit the wrong thing.
All right.
Trading places.
Hang on. I'm trying. There we go.
Yeah, now the crotchety old man is up. All right. So when we last left off with you two last night, or whatever night it was, I don't even remember anymore.
It was last night.
All right. You're in the woods. Some bad shit's been going down.
I have a hyena werewolf eye on my thumb, and I'm laughing maniacally.
Yeah, because you got bit with the successes you rolled on the occult roll, where hyenas start off as werewolves, but are corrupted to the service of the hyena god, who was originally the god of rabid wolves, and is credited with introducing rabies to the world. Very commonly, Kaftar have the ability to transmit diseases, including supernatural diseases, through bite. Now, you being a werewolf yourself, you have some resistance to this. So roll your stamina plus resolve, and you have fortitude, right?
Hold on. I have fortitude. Yes, I do.
Add your fortitude. Add dice equal to your fortitude, ready?
Okay. So my stamina plus resolve?
Yes.
Resolve is... Okay, 5. And stamina... Okay. Got 2 successes.
Okay. You are able to get control of yourself and shake this off. You do examine the wound in your shoulder, and it's... Well, the first thing you do is look down in disgust at that eyeball on your finger, and you shake it off, and you examine the bite wound on your shoulder, and you are somewhat alarmed to notice that it does not appear to be healing as fast as it should. But you have other things to worry about besides that, because you know that you've heard some gunfire, and your soon-to-be adopted brother, Ben, has staggered into the clearing. He looks... very exhausted, and you know from some experience that he gets this way when he works magic, too much magic too quickly, it can kind of drain him. And he looks quite terrified. And Ben, you look around, and to your horror, you realize that Charlie was not following you like you thought he was. And then the two of you hear two more shots fired, followed by a scream.
Shit.
Jake, we gotta go get Dad.
Yep. If I go full, like, what is it, Krynos? Does that put him at risk of going insane seeing me do that?
No, but you don't have that, do you?
Oh, no, I do not. You're right. I only have wolf form.
Yeah, because okay. I split those powers up. So werewolves wouldn't be broken like they are in Apocalypse.
Very smart. All right, yeah, so yeah, let's just haul ass.
Okay. All right. With your heightened senses, you can easily track it back through the woods, and you're looking around for the hyena or for the werewolf. No, you killed the guy. No, the one you drove off after taking his eye. You don't see either of them. There is a figure. You see your dad laying on the ground with his back against a tree, and there's a figure standing a few feet away from him, looking at him, and then he turns and looks at you. And it is, you don't know who he is. He is a naked Hispanic guy. We'll say he looks like Javier Bardem, and he just looks back and forth between you two and Charlie as if he's very confused. And then he actually smiles at you, Jake, and says, "Forgive me. I thought he was my grandfather." And then he cackles and then immediately turns away, and before your eyes shifts into a hyena form and darts off into the woods.
Son of a bitch.
What's the... I run over to Charlie.
Okay. Yep. He is breathing hard, and he's very pale, and his shirt is drenched in blood.
Charlie, are you okay? Where's the first aid kit?
It's in one of the bags. He carefully pulls his shirt aside, and you can see he is almost, well, there's a gash on his stomach that looks like it was made with wolf claws. Jake, you know, I mean, you would not know this, the game terms for it, but the default is that wolf claws do lethal damage, but they can be made to cause aggravated damage, and humans can't heal that.
Even with his, like, I don't know, vampire ghoul status?
He does not have the ability to heal aggravated damage. I mean, it would require more vitae than is in him at the moment.
Gotcha.
All right, but you, both of you roll your, do either of you have medicine?
Nope.
No.
Okay, then both of you roll your wits plus composure.
Bone says my face doesn't look like me.
Hey, Ben.
Good job, Ben.
Ben, you do remember, like, some health ed classes and have some idea of, if nothing else, try to stop the bleeding. And so you pull your jacket off and try to pull the shirt aside to where you can put pressure on it. And then you notice something that makes you freeze for just a second. Crawling out of the slash on his, the slash mark on his stomach, there you see spiders.
Oh, what the, oh God. And he starts batting the spiders away and trying to close it, but also trying to leave space for the spiders and it's a very confused time for him.
And Charlie gasps in pain, and then he reaches up and puts his hand on your shoulder and grasps it firmly.
Charlie, we're gonna get you to Nick. Nick will know what to do.
Jake?
Yeah.
You're gonna look after your brother, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, this is not,
Listen, you're gonna be okay. Jake's gonna look after you. And just, I'm sorry, because I was really looking forward to being your, and his hand falls.
Charlie? Dad?
As I respond, Jake, you shake his pulse. There isn't one. And he just, his eyes are closed, his mouth is hanging open slightly. And then you both notice crawling out of his mouth is a spider.
Oh, fucking burn it.
Do you in fact have something to burn him right now?
No, I'm asking. I'm asking Ben to burn it.
Oh,
are you sure? Well,
at all, both of you roll your wisdom plus composure. Jake, you get 9 again.
Same roll as before. 0 successes, but no ones.
0 successes, no ones.
Wow. Okay. Was not expecting that result. So I guess both of you are completely surprised. You were trying to decide whether to incinerate your father's body. You are immediately startled when some people you don't know burst into the scene. I will give you for free, you can sense the presence of two other werewolves that you don't know. And hold that thought for a second.
What kind of things are we going to run into?
Are we dead?
Yeah.
Probably.
It's dark. It's about a week before the full moon, so there's a gibbous moon out, so you have some light. You break away into the clearing, and you see three figures.
Are they dancing in the pale moonlight? Are they the devil?
In fact, the situation looks very grim. One of them is very obviously Jake Connor. The other one is obviously not Trey, except he has bulked up since the last time you saw him.
Okay.
And the third figure, who is lying against a tree after apparently having been eviscerated and clearly dead, is Charlie.
Oh, that's awkward.
Jake
well,
and Ben,
it had to happen eventually.
Jake and Ben, the figures you see coming through are a big... They're all wearing somewhat inaccurate clothes. You see a very muscular figure who looks like he's been through the ringer, and he is missing a hand and has a bloody cloth wrapped around his stump, so it was apparently fairly recent. There's a girl in Western attire. There is Frank Jones Jr. Oh, that's not necessary. Frank Jones Jr. is there. And Charlie, except he is looking much scragglier than you're used to.
And non-eviscerated.
And not dead.
So Frank exists in this world. Charlie exists in this world. Olivia and
Oliver. Well, not anymore, he doesn't.
No, not anymore.
Are y'all saying this in character, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, no, because you. I was going based off of how you described it.
Whatever you said is in character, so bear that in mind.
Here's what I'm going to say in character. Fuck.
Like, wait.
Trey? I rolled past out.
Jake?
I will yell out, Jake, you finally did it.
Damn it, boy, you ain't right.
Jake, are you our Jake? Do you know who we are? Alternate
okay,
Jake?
These people are obviously insane, but first of all, let's do this.
Roll
resolve plus composure to see if you have a freak out in response to this.
Everybody?
We do the same, and also, regardless, you're going to take a point of rage.
Okay.
Who's taking a point
Who's
of rage?
Who's taking a point of rage?
One success on seven dice again. Ooh.
Zero successes, no ones.
Three successes.
What are we rolling?
I've seen weirder.
Resolve composure.
Everybody, okay. Just Jake and
I thought it was everybody. My bad.
Three successes.
And he asked if he needs point of rage. That means he's one of us. One of us. One of us.
You said I'm taking a point of rage.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. And from this point on, everyone is in character. You finally get to see Frank. You finally get to see Trey again. And he looks at you with a mixture of shock and horror and anger and like he's about to have some kind of breakdown in a second. Let's actually, just to be on the safe side, everyone roll initiative.
Oh, God. Great start.
Fantastic.
6 plus...
What
can
I add?
Are we in a different scene now than we were last time? I assume we are.
11.
Okay. 13 for me.
14.
14.
I have such high initiative, and I roll like shit. And
it's been so long since I've had to do this.
12 for me.
Anthony, do you have a character sheet now?
Yes.
Composure.
I am back in the office.
I am 14.
So it looks like you, me, and Luke go at the same time.
Did anyone beat 14?
No.
Okay, who goes on 14? Luke, I think.
I do, yeah. A
bunch of people.
Yeah, Luke, myself, and Will.
Yep. So what's the point of rolling initiative when everyone goes on the same beat?
does it still do what the old one did, which was defer to who has the highest dex?
I don't know if dex would work in this situation, more like wits, probably. Well, I'll tell you what. You are the one most primed to do something violent, I think. So what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to sprout my fucking claws. And are you fuckers Kaftar?
What?
Is that a slur?
Okay. Anthony and... do any of you guys have werewolf as a specialty for a cult?
I have on werewolves.
I have death.
Death is not werewolves. What do you say you have, Brooke?
I have a book on werewolves. That's all I got.
Well, you don't really have time to research. None of you know what the word Kaftar means.
I know what Kaftan is. But Trey? I'm looking directly at
Ben, do you know them?
Stay away.
Jake?
Charlie's just going to start laughing.
Jake, you do know that who Frank is.
Charlie's just gonna like burst into laughter because this is hilarious and ridiculous to him.
Olivia's bursting into laughter. This doesn't seem appropriate.
Okay, yeah, Jake, the guy who looks like your dad, except not, is now laughing maniacally. You know what that means?
Motherfucking Kaftar.
Okay. Is that a slow cow?
What the hell is that word? What are they teaching you at Firefighting Academy?
Watch your language, young man. Don't use slurs around your sister.
It's more of them.
Don't use slurs around your sister.
Hold on. I think everybody just needs to calm down. I think there's been some confusion here. Don't know what a Kaftar is. Seems insulting. How about we all just take a breath? Take a breath, sound like a plan, talk this out. Among family, maybe? Jake?
Ben raises his hand and lights it on fire.
Oh, well, Olivia will also raise her hand and light it on fire.
Frank will move away from the two of them.
Fire damage.
Hmm? Yeah, I have to do that. Yeah, I did.
Okay, how about we all just take a chill pill and figure out what's going on? Hi, my name is Oliver Connor. You look like my older brother, Jake, and you look like my cousin, Trey. And he just called you Ben, so I assume that's not your name anymore. Are you really going to hurt a disabled guy and I hold up my nub?
Honestly, that's fair. That's well played.
If I wasn't so tired, I would do a lot worse to him. And he looks over at Frank.
Oh, yeah. Trey looks at you, Frank, with absolute hatred.
Okay.
What's new?
This is Dad.
Okay, just settle down. We've been through, look. We're not who you think we are. All right? Jesus, somebody help me out. How do we explain this shit?
So there's some mirrors back there we came through. We're not your people. We're from a different place. Sure, let's shoot for that. That sometimes works.
Oh, and by the way, Jake and Ben, both of you roll wits plus occult.
And actually, does Jake have sense the weird or whatever?
That is, I should look that up. Yes, hang on.
What a success.
Sense
the weird. Love it.
Yeah, he does not have sense the weird, so just make a regular wisp plus a call roll.
Jesus, I only got one success.
Further complicating things, you're not entirely sure, but you think Frank is now a vampire.
Is this his dad?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, remember Frank. Yes, you.
Okay.
You had.
Do I get to add my specialty in vampire cult?
Yeah.
So you became a vampire. That's how you got out of jail?
Son, I was running the jail. I was I point to the badge on my duster. I was the sheriff.
And I was a cop before that. Close to passing out.
I'm going to kind of put my arm back behind me, and just kind of like lean on me, little brother, and just kind of pull him in a little bit.
Wait, little
pushing
brother.
Him slightly
behind. I'm sorry.
Ben is actively crying.
And he
leans on dead Charlie's body and starts actively weeping while swatting away spiders.
Yeah, about that. You bend down to him, and your dad, Charlie's eyes open up.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. Charlie,
they are jet black.
Oh.
And he opens his mouth, and basically these two sort of mandibles shoot out of them.
Yeah, I set my hand right in his face and let loose.
Okay.
Alan, I swear to God, if they're out of character, yep. I will fight. I will fight if what I think is happening.
0 to 60, straight to man wolf.
Yeah, that's not gonna set things off terribly.
There's no one that hates Charlie more than himself.
Charlie.
Well, I don't know about that.
This is a fantastic opportunity for some catharsis.
You do
the very last of my VJ, I shoot off with 4 successes in his face.
Let me figure out exactly how much damage you do.
It'll be just that, because I used all my double, triple, whatever, minus his dodge.
Yeah, I mean, you're not actually setting him on fire with level 1. You're sort of like singeing him very badly. I will say, I'm not sure if he can soak it or not, because he's kind of new at this. Although he did have some fortitude before.
You're fine.
And he's stronger than I am.
He squeals and chitters angrily. You do think you basically burn badly the side of his face, and Spider Charlie pushes you away. And
Spider Charlie
tries to skitter off into the woods. Everyone may roll initiative at this point.
Did you say
we already did?
Spider Charlie?
Yeah, did you miss the mandible out of his mouth?
No, that's what I thought was happening. But my arachnophobass was hoping differently. Differently. Okay.
You know the best part of this, Brooke?
Hmm.
Well, I totally forgot that you're arachnophobic.
Yeah, just me. I'll be
I'm
fine.
I'm not crazy about him myself.
I'm just not gonna picture it.
Or do you mean in real life? Because I did not know
in real life. No. Brooke is arachnophobic. Olivia is claustrophobic.
Okay.
Yep, Bruce is arachnophobic. It's all right.
I got 12.
So okay, 13. 8. I'm staying in campaign.
I am last.
As you should be.
I go to 24.
Your other arm.
Wait,
what?
24?
Oh, he's in his man wolf.
He's in wolf form.
No. Yeah. I rolled one die. I got 18.
What?
Does it 10 again on initiative?
Chance do not reroll. Chance
okay.
Both you get on.
In that case, I go on 16.
I don't think that worked.
I say, goddamn.
In that case, I go on 16.
All right. He goes on. What do you have, Charlie? Because I'm sure that you're the highest.
I have a 16.
16 does go first.
Remember
you had to take a rage to go automatically into Manwolf.
Yeah, I know. I got rage to spare. It's probably okay. I will spend a rage and pounce on myself.
Okay. Sounds kinky. Roll.
Hey, it's a wolf spider.
Okay, I will give you a beat for that.
Okay. Well played. Well played.
I had a nice jump scare. I went home this weekend for a wedding. And while I was home, I got a bunch of veggies from my brother's garden, or he brought me some. So, like, I got a bunch of squash, and my mom gave me corn that she'd had in the freezer that she'd gotten from them. And she's like, just so you know, when you go to shuck it, there may be a worm in there. And I was like, yeah, I know. I've had this before. I immediately forgot that. Go to shuck the corn tonight. Went, worm! And then I was like, well, I was warned. I was warned. Wormed. I was wormed. It's delicious corn. Oh, and Craig got to hear all that. Lovely.
Well, that's why you have an ender.
Right. That's why you just throw up at her hands and say, oh, shucks.
Oh, no, she does not mean the new one with her.
You're not getting a beat for that, Luke.
Normally I have a good ear for comedy, but...
Or that.
Hi, this is Bo, thanking you for listening to another episode of Southern Gothic Gaming. Welcome back to the adventures of the Connor family. The first arc of the aberrant storyline has drawn to a close, and we return to a world of werewolves, vampires, and vast horrors beyond comprehension. If you want to follow along live, you can do so by becoming a member of our Patreon. On Patreon, you will get early access, character breakdowns, and more. You can even join in our Discord group to interact with us and potentially join in one-off specials. Please rate or review wherever you listen to podcasts, and, as always, episodes are released every Friday night. Your players for this session have been Alan as the storyteller, Anthony as Oliver, Bo as Ben, Brooke as Olivia, Bruce as Jake, Luke as Frank, and Stick as Charlie. The intro and outro is Wayfaring Stranger by Brian Mitchell. Thank you again, and we hope you listen in for our next session.